A judge today reversed the outcome of the Democratic primary for the House district that includes the North Slope and the Northwest Arctic boroughs. Superior Court Judge Andrew Guidi ordered the Division of Elections to certify that incumbent Benjamin Nagiak of Barrow won the primary over Dean Westlake of Kotzebue by a 2-vote margin. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The outcome of the primary could determine who organizes a House majority. While both are Democrats, Nagiak caucuses with the Republican-led House majority, and Westlake says he'll caucus with the Democrats. The decision reverses the outcome of a recount, which had Westlake winning by 8 votes. Nagiak, who is the co-chairman of the House Resources Committee, expressed relief.
I'm pleased by the court's result, and hopefully it will be sustained during an appeal to the Supreme Court. I'm sure that's where it's going to go. And I hope the decision will result in an improvement of training.
The outcome hinges on the Kobuk River village of Shungnak, where local election officials wrongly allowed 50 voters to cast ballots in both the Republican primary and in the ADL primary for the Alaska Independence, Democratic, and Libertarian parties. Westlake led Nagiak in Shungnak 47-3. After the recount, but before the decision, Judge Guidi decided to subtract votes based on the average number of Shungnak residents who voted in Republican primaries over the past 10 years. Guidi subtracted 12 votes based on the idea that they would have voted Republican. He took away 11 votes from Westlake in Shungnak, as well as one from Nagiak. He also decided that election officials wrongly allowed both candidates to gain 1 vote from Kivalina in the recount. Westlake, who was out fishing, couldn't be reached for comment. His lawyer, Thomas Amadio, says no votes should have been subtracted.
In our view, all of them were qualified. None should be disenfranchised. There's no evidence that any of them would have voted in anything but the ADL primary, especially with a very contested close race.
Amadio argues that the competitive Democratic House race gave Republican voters more of a reason to cross over in the primary than they had in previous years when there were more competitive Republican statewide races. Amadio says Guidi's decision effectively disenfranchises voters in a village that's 95% Alaska Native.
By his calculations, he's casting those aside. And that's, you know, he's the judge. He gets to decide that. Now, this Alaska Supreme Court gets to decide if he was right or wrong.
Under Guidi's decision, the final outcome would be 815 votes for Nagiak, 813 for Westlake. Nagiak says the small margin reinforces the importance of every voter.
Every vote counts. I mean, you know, we've been saying that for years, and it was borne out.
Division of Elections Director Josie Banky has said the division will use this year's primary experience to improve how the state trains election workers. The Supreme Court asked lawyers for Nagiak, Westlake, and the state to file briefs by Saturday. Oral arguments will be Wednesday, and the court is expected to rule by October 14th to give election officials enough time to distribute ballots for the November 8th election. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.